The attempt to discover the meaning. Greatly troubled, the king repeated the dream to the wise men, but although the dream was very explicit, none could interpret it. The king in his perplexity sent for Daniel, esteemed for his integrity and unrivaled wisdom. After relating the dream, Nebuchadnezzar said, "Declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee." To Daniel the meaning of the dream was plain, and its significance startled him. Seeing Daniel's hesitation and distress, the king expressed sympathy for his servant. "Let not the dream, or the interpretation thereof, trouble thee." The prophet realized that God had laid on him the solemn duty of revealing to Nebuchadnezzar the judgment about to fall upon him because of his pride and arrogance. Although its dreadful import had made him hesitate, he must state the truth, whatever the consequences to himself. "The tree that thou sawest," he said, "is thou, O king, for thy greatness is grown to the end of the earth." And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one, saying, "Hew the tree down, and destroy it, yet leave the stump," this is the interpretation: "They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, "Thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule." Daniel urged the proud monarch to repent, that he might avert the threatened calamity. "Break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility."